Let's go through a couple of your cases, Emmanuel.
These are all cases that I saw in clinic, so they're all absolutely real cases. So this is the first guy, African-American man, actually. He was diagnosed himself at a very young age, 45, which is like 2 decades earlier than the mean. His PSA was 6.9 at diagnosis, had a high Gleason score of 8, and he had T3A disease, which means he had extracapsular extension. No lymph node metastases and no distant metastases. Interestingly, this patient's mother was diagnosed with breast cancer at 39, and she passed away in her 40s from metastatic breast cancer. Neither his mother nor the patient nor anybody else in his family had had any type of germline or somatic testing before they met me. But when I met him, he had already had a prostatectomy and failed that, had a salvage radiotherapy, failed that. His PSA had been rising. His local oncologist put him on ADT, which worked for about 20 months, so a bit more than a year. And then when I first met him, he was basically non-metastatic, castration resistant. His PSA was rising. It was 15 on the day that I met him. Again, he had not had any genomic testing. And we did a scan, and for the first time, we found pulmonary mets. And this is a bit interesting, and I'll get back to it, because this is an unusual site for a first metastatic spread. His bones were clear, the rest of his lymph nodes were clear, and he had like 20 small cannonball lesions in both lungs. And in those days, I was using this color genomics assay, which has a panel of 20 genes. This is a germline test. They do it from saliva. And he has a pathogenic germline BRCA2 mutation. It's a frame shift. So this is a protein truncating mutation, pathogenic. We don't know if his mother had it. I presume that she did, but she had already passed away. So this is an African-American guy with a germline BRCA2 mutation. So it does occur in African-Americans, not just Caucasians, not just Ashkenazi people.
Is it less common?
It's a bit less common, but not that much less common. And I gave him off-label olaparib. His PSA was 15. And over the course of 6 months, this man had a complete PSA response, just with PARP inhibitor, nothing else.
What was his prior therapy systemically?
He just had ADT, just ADT.
But he progressed after ADT.
Yeah, he was castration resistant. So this was pretty profound. He tolerated the drug well. He had a little bit of nausea, no neutropenia at all, no weight loss, no cytopenias at all. These are the real dates, January of 2019 and October 28th, 2019. And I didn't circle the pulmonary mets, but the radiologist called it a CR, complete response. So PSA went to zero and all his pulmonary mets disappeared. He's still on the drug. He's been on it for 9 months and his PSA is zero. He's tolerating it well.
Just out of curiosity, any tolerability issues?
Some nausea. If he takes it with food, the nausea is better and that's it.
So
he's very young though. He's very young.
So how often do you see a response like this?
About 50% of the time.
Really?
Yeah. With BRCA2.
With BRCA2 specifically. And this is a syndrome of pulmonary mets that's specific?
So we actually became interested in this phenomenon because, you know, we had not seen pulmonary mets as a presenting sign of metastatic disease that often. And we went basically back into our archives and we asked, what are the genomics of these patients? So we actually ended up finding about 20 patients over a 10-year period who had presented with their first sign of mets being pulmonary only, no bone, no lymph node. 50% of these patients have a DNA repair deficiency. So the yellow, which is 25%, is MMR. MMR, which is 2% in the unselected patients, but is a quarter of these guys. And then the gray one, that's HRD, including BRCA. So if you have a guy that presents with pulmonary mets, he has a 50% chance, based on this single Hopkins study, to have an actionable DNA repair gene mutation, either a mismatch repair mutation or, as in this patient's case, a homologous repair mutation.
And of course, you're going to tell us why?
I have no idea.
Did you ever do full profiling on him?
We did not. We did not.
What were you thinking?
Just, you know, there's been some question when you have even HRD patients that they could have a higher rate of mutations than others. And are these patients ones that you would think of using an immunotherapy? And there have been studies that have looked at combinations of immunotherapy with PARP inhibitors. Is this something that you would think about at some point for?
Yeah, this patient had pulmonary only mets. They were very small. They were about a centimeter and he did not want to run the risk of a pneumothorax. So he passed on the research biopsy. So all we have on this man is germline.